from Song of Childhood. When the child was a child, it walked with its arms swinging, wanted the brook to be a river, the river to be a torrent, and this puddle to be the sea. When the child was a child, it didn't know that it was a child. Everything was soulful, and all souls were one. When the child was a child, it had no opinion about anything, had no habits. It often sat cross-legged, took off running, had a cowlick in its hair, and made no faces when photographed. When the child was a child, it was the time for these questions. Why am I me, and why not you? Why am I here, and why not there? When did time begin, and where does space end? Is life under the sun not just a dream? Is what I see and hear and smell not just an illusion of a world before the world? Given the facts of evil and people, does evil really exist? How can it be that I, who I am, didn't exist before I came to be? And that someday I, who am I, will no longer be who I am. It had visualized a clear image of paradise, and now can at most guess, could not conceive of nothingness, and shudders today at the thought. When the child was a child, it was enough for it to eat an apple, bread, and so it is even now. When the child was a child, berries filled its hand as only berries do, and do even now. Fresh walnuts made its tongue raw, and do even now. It had on every mountaintop the longing for a higher mountain yet, and in every city, the longing for an even greater city. And that is still so. It reached for cherries in topmost branches of trees, with an elation it still has today, has a shyness in front of strangers, and has that even now. It awaited the first snow, and waits that way even now. When the child was a child, it threw a stick like a lance against a tree, and it quivers there still today. Peter Handke.